So the final practice, the fourth practice, is to live in accord with reality, or to live in accord with the Dharma. By this, Bodhidharma means living in accord with shunyata, with voidness or emptiness. When you look deeply into life, when you look into yourself, into others, you cannot find any permanent, lasting and separate self anywhere. This doesn't mean that everything and everybody disappears into a dead vacuum. Everything, everybody flows, you could say. It's also said because there's no fixed and separate self, you see the essential purity of everybody and everything. So it's a wholly positive vision, this vision of shunyata. And this vision, it said, naturally expresses itself in selfless activity, in the form, especially, of generosity. This is what Bodhidharma mentions. You naturally give of yourself. You naturally give of your time, your energy, your body, if necessary. You give, especially, the Dharma. But the giving is unforced. It's natural. It's unselfconscious. It's utterly pure because you don't have a perception of self and other and anything given. It's as if you're like an artist, completely absorbed in his creative activity. So generosity is more like just a flow of energy, just naturally sharing itself. This is the expression of your deep communion with the true nature of things. And of course, this is the kind of generosity that really does lead to great merit. This is the kind of generosity that Bodhidharma was talking about to Emperor Wu. Of course, you might accumulate great merit, but you share that too. You just give it all away all the time.